Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed.
Hello, guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome to another video and audio podcast from us. So the video version is on Rumble if you want to check it out. If you're listening to the audio version, the hyperlink is down below. So our topic today is about health and fitness. So it's basically, you know, our diets, our exercise routines, and like as models, we have to kind of take care of our bodies.
Kind of.
Yeah, we do, kind of, yeah.
But try not to trash it, you know, yeah, with, like, junk food all the time.
Yeah. So who wants to go first? We can maybe talk about maybe fitness first?
Fitness. Okay. Yay. So, I don't know, because my fitness is sort of, like, related to my food. So maybe I can just talk about my routine.
Talk about whatever you want, really, yeah.
So, as for me, my main thing to keep me in good shape and very good health is fasting. So in the past, I used to do intermittent fasting, which is a very well-known thing these days. When I was doing it, it was very unknown to the public. So there were quite a few contradictory sources of information about fasting. Some people were saying, oh, it's very good. Some other people were saying, oh, it's very not so good for you. But now we know that intermittent fasting works, and fasting is really good for your for keeping yourself healthy, like at the basic level, you know, low inflammation and getting your sugar levels at the right level, actually lowering it. So yeah, fasting is good. So I started from doing this, but quite recently I've discovered, maybe last year, I read the book about fasting for a bit longer than 16 hours, for example. So now I do my fasting routines for 24 hours, which sounds crazy, but it's really not. For 24 hours twice a week or once a week. So that basically means that I have my last meal anytime I want to, let's say 2 p.m. And my next meal is going to be at 2 p.m. the next day. And what I've noticed is an increased immune system reaction. So I am well healthier. And just to clarify, I've never been getting ill very often. I will just come down with something maybe twice a year, and that would be just basically me not feeling the greatest for 2 days. It was never anything severe, but I would feel like the signs of my body just kind of being tired or being fatigued or just coming down with something, the sort of feeling of just being a bit like, I don't feel like really getting up today. Once I started doing these longer fasts, I've noticed that I don't get any of it. I feel so healthy, so strong. Any sort of inflammation going on, or anytime I feel like I didn't have enough sleep and my immune system gets a little bit weakened, because that's what happens, because your cortisol levels go up. So yeah, it's natural for people to get sick when you don't have enough sleep for, you know, sometimes 2 nights, sometimes longer period of time. So even now when I don't get enough sleep, for example, because I fast, it kind of puts my immune system, you know, it boosts my immune system, it kind of makes it stronger, so it strengthens all the mechanism there. So that's a really good thing. So that keeps me, you know, and when you fast, people have this sort of misconception of you being weak and tired, but actually when you fast, you become so sharp, your mind is so clear. It's unbelievable. So when I know that I have to do a lot of work, I just do my fast, and it's just incredible how sharp and focused you are, how much energy you have, because your body doesn't have to digest it. So therefore you can focus on your tasks and just be full of energy. So that's the main thing I do for health benefits, but also to keep yourself in shape It's one of the best, and I would find, I find it the easiest things for myself to sort of be in a little calories deficit. So if you want to lose fat, purely fat, that's probably one of the best things, because you're in a deficit for sure. Obviously, you can't overeat on other days too much, but still you can eat at the maintenance levels of your calories. So for me, it's like 2,200 every day, apart from my fast, which is a very big, good amount of food that you can get during that day. And I've noticed from last year, I've become more trimmed, and I feel like, it really keeps me healthy and sort of in shape. And besides that, I don't have to exercise that much, because when you fast twice a day, it's not really recommended for you to do anything like very strenuous exercises besides. So what I would do on top of that, I would go for like an interval run once, twice a week, which lasts no longer than 20 minutes. Then I would do like a good amount of walking every single day. So if I accumulate all these kind of minutes that I walk during the day, it would be probably an hour or more every single day, because I live in a city center, so I don't have a car, so I walk everywhere, which is really good, good exercise. And then, you know, if you include some shoots in, that's also an exercise. I also train Krav Maga, which is self-defense system. It's very aggressive and brutal and quite explosive. So that's 2 hours a week. And then on top of that, I would do like a little body weight workout once, twice a week, and that lasts 10 minutes. So my kind of exercising routine, it's kind of at its minimum. I've never exercised less than I do now. And I've never felt better, and I've never probably looked better. So that's me. I think I found my way of keeping myself healthy, happy. I eat large amounts of food, like Aurora knows how much I eat. So my meals, even when I don't fast, I probably eat twice a day, and I have large portions of food. And I absolutely love it, because I could never kind of fit into that kind of 5 times a day, you know, a diet where you're supposed to have little portions because it was supposed to speed up your metabolism, which is a bullshit. And you have to eat those little amounts of food. And I was always hungry. My eyes were hungry. And I just wanted to eat more, right? And now I finally found out that I can have my food the way I wanted. I eat pretty much everything. And I can eat as much as I want. So it's absolutely amazing. And also when it comes to food, I must say, yes, I do eat everything, but at the same time, I do have my healthy habits. I don't really drink alcohol. I drink mainly water, tea. I don't really eat sweets. As for junk food, it's not very often. And I also don't really eat much meat. So for me, it's mainly, you know, a lot of vegetables always, and kind of healthy sort of diet, not very refined processed food. But at the same time, I just want to say this is my choice. It's not because I force myself to be like this. I've pretty much always been like this. And whenever, let's say we meet up, like after this podcast, we're going to go to a restaurant and I'm just going to have whatever I want and we're going to enjoy it. So it doesn't really go against any sort of like fun that I want to have with my friends. I never restrict myself from anything. I never refuse to have fun when it comes to food, or when I want to drink alcohol, I'm just going to do it because I know that I'm going to get my fasts in, and that's just going to kind of, you know, equalize everything that I did over the weekend. And even if it doesn't, so what? Life is to be lived. So I feel like now at the age of 30, I've got my balance sorted. And as for now, it's working incredibly well for me. And yeah, guys, look up fasting. It's seriously one of the best things that you can do for yourself.
Yeah. So I don't do fasting, but you've inspired me. I'll sort of take a look into things. But I have kind of, my sleep is, you know, has its ups and downs. Like, I've kind of suffered with insomnia for like 10 years. So at the moment, my sleep's all right, but then I go through phases where it's not. So I get a bit worried if I haven't slept and then I'm fasting, you know, how safe it could be. So obviously, if I'm having a good time with sleep and I'm at home for a bit, I'll take a look into it. But mine, I will talk about diet, and I'll talk about fitness, and I'll also bring my allergies into why I have a restrictive diet. and an injury as well. So I train around about 3 to 4 times a week. Last week I trained 5 times because my shower was broken and I could only shower at the gym. So I obviously had that extra few workouts because I literally was like, well, if I don't go to the gym, I don't shower, and I'm not going to go to the gym just to take a shower. So like sometimes every few months, I might train 5 times in a row if I have the time, because I do travel a lot. Monica's literally laughing.
What the hell?
So the kind of workouts that I do is, because my injury is, you know, an upper body injury, I like tore a muscle in my chest twice. So it's just underneath my collarbone. So I'm on the sides of my chest. So I can't do like too heavy, like upper body weight. But the injury was last year and I've been going to physio. So I've been really building my strength. So now I'm so thankful to say I'm at a stage where I can do low free weights on upper body, which I'm happy about. So, and I do a mixture of that and resistance bands. So the workouts that I do is legs and bum. So I do that. Ooh. I do shoulders, body weight. I use the lats machine. So lats is one day. I do biceps, triceps and forearm with very low free weights. And I also mix that in with a bit of physiotherapy. Like every second day I try to do, you know, some physio if I have time as well. Like, because I have some specific physio exercises with free weights and resistance bands, and some kind of push-ups with body weight, like just to like strengthen the area. So I kind of mix my physio with that. I've also been mixing a bit of cardio. So my workouts can range from anything from 45 minutes to like 2.5 hours, which sounds quite long. So like if I go to the gym, like I'm at the gym, I'll do lots of different things. So if I'm doing shoulders, because I can't do shoulders with free weights at the moment, I'm not at that stage, I'll do a body weight shoulders workout at home. Then I'll go to the gym, then I'll do my physio, then I have an ab swing, then I'll do abs, and then I'll do cardio. So I'll kind of pack in quite a lot. And I really enjoy it. Probably have, I have like vegan protein brownies, probably have a protein brownie before the gym, kind of like hearty dinner afterwards. So I do that quite a lot. If I'm touring, before in the past, I used to completely just stop workouts and be like, I'm touring, so I'm not going to work out. Now, on a tour, if I can fit in 1 to 2 bodyweight workouts with a little bit of physio, I'll kind of incorporate it into the tour. So because I'm touring for 5 days, I'll do a little bit of physio and bodyweight, and then I have 3 days to my next tour, so I'll work out 3 days in a row, go on my next tour. I stupidly left my resistance bands at home, so I'm literally just like, how am I going to do half of these workouts? But I'm going to try and just keep up with some bodyweight stuff. No. So I've got that. And then talking about the diet, so I'm allergic to yeast, so I can't have like bread, pastries, pizzas. And I found out about 6 years ago. And as soon as I found out, like the pounds literally started to drop. So I think it's my allergies that keep me like so in good shape.
Yeah.
Because I can eat like meat, I can eat salad, I can't eat a lot of carbs. And 2 months ago, my rice cooker broke, so I don't even have, like, rice sometimes.
You don't have shower, you don't have rice.
Yeah,
cooker.
I'm just having, like, a difficult time. I mean, my bath works, so I'm not completely dead.
You can shower at mine. I
already did today.
And I fed her today.
Yeah, I've been looked after.
Lunch.
But I love potatoes, and Monica said I should be Polish because I literally love potatoes, and every time, like, I just love them so much.
Our tradition.
Yeah. So like every time, you can tell them if you want.
Every time we travel, sorry to interrupt you, but you guys have to know about it because it's so hilarious. Every time we tour, I'm serious. Every single time we tour, we cook dinner and it's always the same. So we have potatoes, salad and salmon. Every single country you go to, it's always the same. And we absolutely love it every single time.
Yeah,
we always have a picture.
Sometimes have it 2 days in a row. Like,
yeah,
love
or three.
Yes.
And last time we went to Sweden, Aurora found this huge piece of salmon.
It was
yeah,
like
it was like this fillet, like this. You know, like men when they put like on Tinder profile picture with a fish. We did kind of something similar together. And she found this massive thing. And I was like, God, this is ridiculous. And we took a picture. And so, yeah, so for us, it's always
this. We ate for like 4 or 5 days because we were in Sweden for 6 days and we ate like salmon like every single
Yeah, and we don't
like
mind.
Lunch and dinner. We love I love
quite
fish.
Compatible with what we like to eat. And also it was Aurora's idea once to cook because I used to just get ready meals before. And then she said once, why don't we cook something? It's not going to take that long. It just takes literally 40 minutes to do everything. Yeah, like salmon and salad and potatoes. And I was like, yeah, sure. And yeah, So we did that and we kind of never stopped, and it just keeps on happening every single time we go away. Sometimes we get like salad boxes as well, but this is like our main
I think thing. We stopped microwave meals, and for me, like, I do have the occasional microwave meal here and there, but I think I saw that there's kitchen facilities and I thought, why not cook?
Yeah,
or have something easy or healthy. Like, I can eat rice cakes, so like, I think on my last tour for dinner one night I had like smoked salmon and rice cakes with some cream cheese, like low fat cream cheese for dinner. Or I buy myself a sushi box or something like that, because you can get some really cheap, like, good sushi from Aldi. I think it's like $3.99 for like a massive bit of sushi or poke bowls. So I'm obsessed with sushi.
And for breakfast, we also have similarities when it comes to breakfast.
Yes, we do.
It's porridge, blueberries, and milk, like lactose-free milk. So like soya milk, or like, I like vanilla.
Yeah, I don't have like
almonds.
Yeah. I'm not allergic to milk. That. I don't drink milk.
Yeah, I have a slight intolerance, but I prefer like just some lactose-free milk, which is like oat milk or like rice milk or almond for you. I prefer the natural, the vanilla one. So we can do that together, or we can have like a yogurt.
We have yogurt granola,
with some fruit. So yeah, so we have very similar.
We have similar breakfast. We just had some yogurt and granola today, actually.
Yeah, and it was frozen fruit.
It was really nice. I mean, granola has a lot of sugar in, so try to like have
this
porridge
one,
more.
I always choose the one that hasn't got that much. So this one wasn't too sweet.
Oh, that's good.
I always make sure it hasn't got too much sugar. So it was quite reasonable.
Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kink wear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZOEPAGE10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
I don't have cow's milk because I've been seeing a dermatologist. I kind of stopped seeing her because I'm in a good phase with my skin right now, but she told me like if I suffer with breakouts or acne, completely cut out cow's milk. And I saw a huge improvement in my skin. I was getting less breakouts, I had more energy. And I think for women, it's not so good for you to drink cow's milk as it is for men for some reason.
Because of the hormones. Estrogen. Yeah, because of the cow's milk, because they've been pumped with hormones. And obviously that transfers into the dairy products, into milk. So if you eat cheese or any sort of dairy products, you can find, you know, some traces of those hormones. And if we have too much of these hormones, it's not good for
That's
us.
Really,
like any
really
sort of imbalances in our hormonal levels is not good, especially with estrogen. I think it can cause like cancers in, you know, later on, or even like at early stages of life. It can cause so many issues. And if you mess up with your hormones, that's probably the most difficult thing to treat when it comes to men and women. But like hormones, like, you know, are the things that we should really take care of, because they're very difficult. It's very easy to kind of mess them up by not eating the right food or like lacking sleep and stuff, but to put them back on track, that might be almost impossible with thyroid, for example. It's possible, but many doctors would say it's incurable.
That's quite interesting, because from not having cow's milk, I mean, I also had like microneedling on and off. Now I only go every 4 months because I've been going quite a lot. But now, like, I get less breakouts on my chin. When I was younger, like, I don't know, like maybe 17, 18, 19, I got a lot of spots on my chin. And then when I stopped drinking cow's milk, like, the breakout subsided. So it's interesting that you say it's hormones, because it was in a hormonal area. And I haven't had cow's milk for 4 years now, 3 or 4 years. And my skin's been like so much better. I have like Greek yogurt, because
actually full fat Greek yogurt is lower in lactose than full fat Greek yogurt. Yeah. So I have that. And they have feta cheese that doesn't have much dairy, and also low fat cheese, because cheese has a lot of calories and the low fat cheese has less dairy. So I eat a diet reduced in dairy.
Same.
And I mean, I do eat a lot of red meat unless I'm with Monica. So like when I'm with Monica, like I enjoy eating fish, and my fiance who I live with, he's not like super into fish. So when I'm with Monica, I get to eat fish.
Salmon.
Which is really nice, because he's not like super into fish. He prefers a lot of red meat.
Unless it's your fish.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of, because he's like really into like bodybuilding and fitness, and I'm really into fitness. We have a lot of like chicken, a lot of burritos, red meat, sometimes pasta, but I'm also like intolerant to wheat, so if I have too much pasta, it literally gives me a stomach ache. So I have to kind of selectively choose, like maybe a few, like twice a month, I'll have like pasta when I'm ready to have a stomach ache. So yeah,
such a sad life.
Yeah, so like I'm allergic to yeast and intolerant to wheat, so obviously that really cuts me down in the carb area of my diet, just because I physically can't. But talking about like junk food and fast food, like I may have it like maybe like 2 or 3 times a month, maybe more if I'm having a naughty month. If I'm drunk, I will murder like a McDonald's or kebab after, like if I'm like shit-faced drunk, I want to eat a nice meal. So yeah, basically, yeah. And I do drink alcohol, but only a few times a month, because if I had more of a social life, I'd probably drink more. But with this job, my social life is
non-existent.
I don't know, it's weird, because for me I had like 1 month where I went out 4 times, and then I didn't go out for 2 months, and then I went out. Yeah. So it's kind of like
inconsistent,
but I do have a social life, like I'm not losing.
Yeah, so. And we socialize always. Yeah. We started like going out and doing things together whenever we meet up, and even when we tour together, we always try to do something whenever fun. We can, even just having dinner together, it's always nice. So yeah, and I just wanted to say, you know, life is to be lived to the fullest, I think, and there's no point of being restrictive when it comes to your diet, unless you have to, like Aurora has to do it. But I think it's important to treat yourself and to eat yummy food, especially when you go out. I think it's the saddest thing ever when you have to be restricted, when you go out with your family that you haven't seen for months, or you go out with your best friend that you never get to see, and you restrict yourself because you're on some sort of diet. I don't think it's good for your mental health. I think you should keep your mental health, you should keep your head as happy as your stomach. You just find a balance, which I know is a bit tricky, but I think you should strive to do that, because you don't want to be always restrictive of food and just be like a miserable person. Because the more you restrict yourself from eating something, if you have this opportunity to eat, I don't know, you don't want to eat chocolate for 2 months, and you really love chocolate. If you don't have it for 2 months, and then you have this opportunity in two months later to eat that chocolate, you're going to have twice more than you would have it in the first place, just because you've been craving it so much and your brain is in so much like kind of emotional hunger. Then you're going to just literally stuff yourself with it, and then you're not going to feel good because you're going to be sick. So I don't believe in like being restrictive. I think it's all about, you know, balance, in whether it's about exercising or it's about food or anything in life, it's about balance. Also, exercising too much also isn't good, because your body has to recover. And I've noticed when I used to do weight training, I used to lift very heavy weights a few years ago, and I would do it 4 times a week, and I didn't give myself enough time to recover. I would be just going to the gym and coming out miserable. And I thought, yeah, it's normal because my body is like very tired, but you're not supposed to feel like this. And the next day I'll be just all achy and just not happy. And my body would be not looking the way I wanted because of water retention. Because if your body is under so much stress, especially in women, we retain a lot of water anyways, more than men. But if your body is under so much stress and it's not recovered properly, you retain water. So instead of seeing your results after the gym and being nicely trimmed and toned, you see yourself as bulky and just kind of, it looks like water can look like fat. So you start thinking, what am I doing wrong? I've been going to the gym like regularly every, I don't know, 4 times a week, eating well. And you see your body looking bigger than it was, you're thinking, what am I doing wrong? And you start, you know, doubting yourself. But most of the cases, it's just water retention because you stress. Also, another thing I forgot to mention is the best thing to keep yourself healthy and also keep your eating habits good and the way they should be
is sleep. Like, sleep is the best medicine. Oh God, it's and like it's the basic. It's like your base. It's like your foundation. Like, sleep can heal literally any worries you have or any sort of, like, issues. I've also learned, you know, when you sometimes have, like, you feel a bit, like, anxious, or you doubt yourself, or you feel a bit sad, and it's late in the evening, and you have to make a decision about something. Never make a decision when you're tired, when it's late at night. Wait till the morning. If that bothers you next morning, that means it's a real issue. If you wake up and you're thinking, oh, that's not actually a big issue, then that means that you were just tired. Like, most of the things, a lot of things can be cured by a good sleep, and that should be like a foundation. Yeah. Because if your sleep is compromised, you don't sleep enough, that affects your food because of certain hormones being increased.
I feel like I want a bit more like sugar. Like, when I don't eat, like, and I have like an insomnia day where I haven't slept at all and I need to work, like, I'm craving like sugar and chocolate because my body like needs energy. So I feel like on like a day where I've had less sleep, I may have more treats just to kind of keep energy levels like up, like going. But at the moment, I would say like my sleep is doing so much better than it was.
That's
like
important.
It's been in like a really bad phases on and off, but I am sleeping each night, sometimes not for many hours, but it's better than I've had a few times where I haven't slept for like 2 or 3 days, which is not good years ago. So I'm kind of, you know, getting to grips with it, but I still have good days and bad days. So
like, your sleep is so crucial, and what you described is due to, not because you want to feel better about yourself, but like your is it ghrelin, or
you just
is it
need
different
like
hormones?
Energy, like my body's like craving.
It's basically
energy to, like, survive.
Not only that, but it's your hormones, your hunger hormones increase. So if you don't have enough sleep, the hormones get out of whack. So basically your hunger hormones are being increased, and your body basically, you know, wants you to eat even though you're not hungry. So this is why when you don't sleep, you kind of overeat very often. And also your stress hormones go up, and everything's just out of whack. And I know it's not ideal, and it's not sometimes convenient to sleep, you know, every single night 8 hours. But if you can get your sleep in order and get as many hours as you can, and just make sure that your sleeping environment, you know, is right, you know, you don't have any distractions, you're not on your phone, you know, before going to sleep. I'm on my phone anyways, I'm not perfect either. But that massively helps. Like, your body looks better, you feel better. And yeah, I would say sleep is like a foundation.
An odd thing is people say don't have blue light before bed, but sometimes I need to watch like a TV show to go to bed, like a TV series, because my brain is just buzzing with so much information. So like, when I watch TV, I relax. So if I watch a series I really love, that just maybe one episode or half an episode, I would like have a great night's sleep. And last night I didn't sleep that well because my like partner wanted to watch a movie, but I wasn't super interested in it, and I didn't have my series, and I actually didn't sleep that well. I got like 4 hours, but like I think the night before I watched my series and got 9 hours. So I don't know if that's anything to do with that, but I think it's just a time when my brain's like not worrying about my problems. It's like really into the series, like, because the series is good. So
it's not always, like you said, it's not always possible. Like, I don't really sleep super well when I have to fly somewhere, even though I fly sometimes every single month. I still, like, my body still kind of stresses a little bit, so I would wake up like an hour before I'm supposed to wake up, or when you have like a big shoot planned, or when you know that train strikes are happening.
I think for me with the trains as well, maybe
that kind of disrupts your sleep. So it's not always perfect. It's not about getting like a perfect sleep every single night. It's about making sure that you can get as much sleep and that you take care of your sleeping habits as much as you can. You know?
Yeah, I think so. And like, I've seen like a few doctors about sleep, and one guy said to me, make sure you have a notepad before bed. And that's helped me so much, because I'll be lying in bed and I wouldn't be able to sleep the whole night. But I'd be like, oh my God, I need to do this, I need to do that, why haven't I done that, I need to do this, I'm not going to remember this. Or my brain just has these crazy business ideas. So like, I have a like a notepad next to my bed sometimes when my insomnia got really bad, and I'd write down everything,
so good.
Go to bed, and I'd fall asleep because I'd be like, there's no way I'm going to forget all these ideas because I know them. So I'll turn the light on, or sometimes a good thing to do is to go in the other room. Another thing I do, which I told my other friend with insomnia, if you're sleeping one way on the bed, put your head in the opposite direction. So my fiance will probably wake up next to my feet and be like, what the hell, and I will be fast asleep. Because sometimes if he's breathing too loudly or snoring, I'll put my head in the other direction, then I can't hear any sounds. So that kind of helps me sleep. So for half the night, I'll be next to him, like, oh God, I can't fall asleep. And then I'll go on the other side and then I'll fall asleep somehow. This isn't happening all week. It's really weird.
But I did it once, you know, like I woke up like 2 hours before my alarm clock and then I couldn't fall asleep. And I went onto the other side of my bed and fell asleep straight away.
It's really weird. So like if you have a double bed, try the other side. I think because your body, when you're lying down, you're trying to sleep for so long, your body's just fed up. So obviously getting up, going to another room, refreshing, walking around the house, kind of just getting up for a little bit and then settling back down.
Maybe reset.
Because you feel a bit agitated. Yeah. You're like, oh, man, they're trying to sleep, trying to sleep. So yeah, but that's about sleep. I'm trying to think if there's anything else about food. We've only got a few more minutes left.
I think we've said everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so guys, basically sleep and having some healthy habits and having some exercise. And I think balance is the key.
I think exercise helped me sleep much better. Like when I got getting into a regular routine, if you can. A routine of waking up a certain time, going to bed, exercising a few times a week, eating similar foods. It's like getting into like a routine. And I'll say briefly for me, like I had quite a toxic relationship with food about like 6 years ago when I found out about my allergies because I was afraid to eat anything. So then I dropped so much weight. But now I'm like at the mental stage where I know what I can and can't eat. And I allow myself to have things that I want to eat. And I look a bit more normal and kind of a bit more healthy instead of like unhealthy. So
yeah,
I'm glad that I've sort of got the food thing because it's like you said, it's not about restricting yourself. Like I do have a treat here and there, but like not all the time. It's about getting the balance, which is hard because times can slip out of control when you're accidentally eat a whole box of chocolates or something.
Yeah, and also not every solution works for everyone. Just because whatever works for you doesn't mean it's going to work for other people. Same for me, you know, just because I fast and it's just the perfect solution for me for now doesn't mean it's going to work for me always. And it doesn't mean that it's going to work for other people. Some people work very well with little meals 5 times a day, like my mom. She can't really do fasting and she can't do big portions of food. So that, you know, doesn't work for her. And not everything's going to work for everyone. So these are just some tips from us and something that works for us. Maybe it's going to work for you, but don't worry if it doesn't, because not every solution fits everyone. So yeah,
just wanted to, no one size fits all. Like absolutely not.
You need to find something for yourself. We did. Okay guys, hopefully it was quite informative, maybe a little bit fun, maybe you found out something interesting or maybe not. Let us know, we'd love to hear about it. If you'd like to find us on social media, if you type Monica Lara Smith, you're gonna see my TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Feel free to drop me a message. And also if you would like to use my promo code just to get a 10% discount, it's Monica 10 capital letters. That's all you need to put in there. And for Aurora,
so my promo code is at what is it, Aurora 10. Yes, I was going to do my Instagram. So Aurora 10 capital, you can get a 10% discount off all memberships on Laundry Lowdown. And be sure to use my discount code or Monica's. And my Instagram is at Aurora Phoenix Model, and my Twitter is at Aurora Phoenix 4. My OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/Aurora Phoenix.
It's very hot there.
Yes, and on Laundry Lowdown, you can check out tons of reviews from me, my solo reviews, reviews of Monica's solo reviews, and some reviews that we've done together. I've also done some duet reviews with Poppy McLean as well, who's also an awesome presenter on here. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. I love you lots.
Bye guys.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you, well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.